RTE Radio 1 Sport with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
Time for sport. Des Cahill, good morning.
Good morning to you, Mary. Well, Cork have retained the All-Ireland Under-20 hurling title after an 11-point win over Galway in the final. It finished 4-19 to 2-14 in favour of Cork at Semple Stadium. So Cork's hopes of completing an All-Ireland treble this week are off to the best possible start. Remember, they play in the minor final on Saturday and the senior final on Sunday. Pat Ryan is the man who led Cork to this title and, of course, the 2020 final victory, which was only played a few weeks ago because of the COVID delay. Martin Kiley spoke to Pat.
We played brilliant in the first half, probably should have been more up, yeah. But Galway, like, they're a fantastic hurling county, fantastic GAA county, and they came back at us, you know, 2-0, brought it back to 3 points there and there in the ascendancy, and we got a great goal to get us back in thing, and we drove on from there, and look, I think we just deserved it in the end, thank God.
There was great fluency about your team, you moved the ball well, the quality of ball going into your forwards was excellent.
Yeah, look, so we've very good hurlers, like, we knew we'd very good hurlers, like, but look, we're trying to marry that with work rate, and the lads are doing that for us, but look, we're absolutely thrilled with that tonight, you know, it was a fantastic performance, fantastic for the lads. We put in an awful long shift during COVID, yeah, and stuff like that, and fellas have really stuck at it and really driven on, and, you know, thrilled for the players, mainly their families and their clubs.
39 days since I last interviewed you down in Nolan Park, back to back All-Irelands. It's very special.
It's very special, yeah. I suppose look, you know, wildest dreams when we got back going on this first week of May, that we think we'd be after winning 2 All-Irelands. You know, look, we were very concentrating on winning the first one, but in fairness to the lads, look, after winning the first one, the fellas who were with us drove really on and drove the standard. And look, obviously we added maybe 16 or 20 fellas to the panel, and like, they worked really, really hard and diligently, and look, I think there was a pure panel game there tonight, you know. There was a lot of work, and we're getting the joys of it now, we're getting the fruits of it, and you have to enjoy it while you get it. You might not always get it, like, you know, so we were down for a long time, so we'll enjoy these days, you know, and look, but look, the work is going in every other county. Like, you see the work that's gone in Limerick. Galway won the All-Irelands, Tipperary won the All-Irelands. We're still without a senior title since 2005, so look, hopefully the lads can do it on Sunday.
Yeah, it's a good start for them anyway. Now, in soccer news, Celtic have given themselves a great chance of qualifying for the group stage of the Europa League. They defeated the Dutch side AZ Alkmaar 2-0 at Celtic Park in the first leg of their playoff. The goals came from James Forrest and Kyogo Furuhashi. In the Champions League playoffs last night, the first leg results were Benfica 2, PSV 1, Malmo 2, Ludogorets 0, Young Boys 3, Ferencvaros 2. In the English Championship, West Bromwich Albion topped the table on goals scored ahead of Fulham. West Brom had a 4-0 home win over Sheffield United in a game where two Republic of Ireland internationals, Dara O'Shea and Callum Robinson, scored. Pimad United's hopes of progressing in the Women's Champions League are over. They were beaten 5-2 by Spartak Botega from Serbia in round one. This evening, Shamrock Rovers continued their European adventure when they play Flora Tallinn in Estonia. If Rovers get through this leg, they'll be in the lucrative group stages. Meanwhile, Tottenham Hotspur will be without striker Harry Kane for their first leg against Paços de Ferreira in Portugal. Despite being named in the squad, Kane didn't travel amid ongoing speculation about his future. In hockey, the Ireland men's team are assured of a place at the World Cup qualifiers after beating Croatia 6-0. They're through to the semi-final of the Euro Hockey Championships, and they'll play Scotland tomorrow afternoon. In motorsport, the Japanese Formula One Grand Prix, scheduled for October, will not go ahead now because of the coronavirus pandemic. In racing, the feature at York today, the Yorkshire Oaks, where Aidan O'Brien's Snowfall is the odds-on favourite. Yesterday, the John Gosden-trained Mishriff won the Judmont International, the 94 favourite ridden by County Kildare jockey David Egan. And the big race in Killarney is the Kingdom Gold Cup, and the action there begins at 4:40.